This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.
We might as well get started with the fun stuff. Interstate engineering agreement. I think you all have a copy in front of you.
Dennis, I don't see any, I mean, obviously this is very much written one-sided, but for the planning services side, but I don't see anything in there. Do we need something about sovereign immunity or government contract in this?
No, I don't think so, because it's automatic, unless you waive it.
Okay, and so no. We, good. I just wondered if we needed something saying we won't waive it.
Was this put out for a request for proposals? Is that how this worked? Or was this just a direct negotiation?
It was just a direct negotiation.
Okay.
Something I will ask Brent, he will be here tonight for tonight's meeting. He'll be in this afternoon and will also be available tomorrow to visit. We have gotten on other engineering invoices that we've turned in for reimbursement from the State Land and Investment Board from contracts. They kicked back the mileage. He has inherited that it's 82 cents a mile for a travel vehicle and a survey vehicle is 92 cents a mile. I don't know what he's basing that on, but they're only reimbursing us at the IRS rate of 67 cents a mile. So I'll ask him where he gets his number. And then I just had a page two under Exhibit A. There was a grammar thing that I'll talk to him about. But I don't know if council is ready to sign this agreement. It goes through the year, through next June. Mm-hmm. It's for planning services.
Council, what's in you?
Pardon, what's the question?
Oh, I was just saying, council, what say you? If the council had any.
It probably makes the most sense to enter into a contract with these guys. But I haven't really considered it an RFP. Dennis, do you think, is that something we need to do, or is that at our discretion?
Well, I think it's at your discretion. There's a, the state would require, under any state agency, would require an RFP be submitted after advertising. And it's, the municipal law is a little unclear because you can negotiate for professionals directly without the RFP. So I take it that's what this is.
But non-professionals, we'd have to be an RFP over
right.
The threshold or whatever.
Yeah.
And that's, and this goes through June 26th?
25.
So just 25.
Seems way high to me, but we're getting a team.
This is just through, so that much through June 25, so we're, so if we, for next year it'd be, for a full year it'd be over 200,000, is that?
No, this what, is
or is this
for the entire year.
And this is for?
I guess I would like to see added to this what they did for Sheridan, and that within this they help us search for a permanent plan. I think we're in a stage where we need a professional full-time on staff.
I think we could almost hire a full-time planner for $110,000, $120,000
less
with benefits and everything. We could be less than this contract to hire somebody on staff.
And talking to Brent, you know, if we found one, we could terminate this contract. So I guess I'd like to see that. You know, if we found one in 6 months, we could hire that person and terminate this contract. So those were the changes I'd like to see. He did see funny,
but it's not in here. So
but it's not in here. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're at the stage where
We've hit our teenage years and growing.
What do you think, Terry?
I'm up for whatever you guys decide.
So I had this on the agenda for tonight. Should I not place it on the agenda?
I have not ready to vote on tonight.
Okay, so I will remind you that Brent has sent this, has asked a few times, and I have sent emails to you guys saying, do you have any questions? Do you have any? So we do need to talk to him. We'll add that about searching for the planner. But he will be here this afternoon, and he's available tomorrow. So if you do want to talk to him.
Anything else on interstate engineering up here? Golf course lease. Looks like liquor and building.
So I think there's some confusion. I see that we have two lease agreements. One is for the land for them to run the golf course thing, and then this agreement for $1,000 is, if you look under the purpose, it's for the sole and only purpose of operating a municipal golf course restaurant bar facility on page 2, number 4. So we need to pass this again. We could have extended it for a year if they would have given us a letter by September 1st that they wanted to extend it, and then we had to, within 30 days or by October 1st, we have to say no, whatever. We didn't get the letter, so now we need to renew this, and this is so that we can get our liquor license, and we're leasing the liquor license to them for $1,000 a year, and it has to run through the entirety of the licensing period, which is January through December. So that's the whole purpose of this. With this lease agreement, I see that we have a mailing address of 550 West Hart. I need to double check that because I think we mail it to a P.O. box for the golf board. And then I have a question. Is TIPS still called TIPS training?
No.
So,
as far as I'm aware, it is.
It's something.
I think so.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware.
I need to verify that, but I wanted to have this on with him tonight again. I thought it was interesting under number 7, which is page 3, those insurances, we haven't been getting those, but they have to prove to us that we have those at the beginning of this, which is a great idea. On page 4, when it talks about advertising, if they do put up any signs, they need our written approval to put those up. But we've talked about this before, about the maintenance. Now, if we go back to this, remember, this is just for the clubhouse, I feel, the restaurant bar facility. On page 5, under 14, any major things are over 250 that are ours, right? That's the way I read it. And then anything 250 and under are above to the levy.
What paragraph is that?
It's page 5, number 14, maintenance, the second paragraph.
Oh, yeah.
Is that 5, or that 250 too low? Because that's probably been that way for years and years, I'd say. Even
we've only done this for like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
That we've leased this out. I mean, it could be too low, but.
Yeah, because I'd say more 500 or something. Yeah, because. Anything you do is 250. Anything minor, you change a kitchen faucet for 250 by the time you save plumber wages.
Well, yes, that's
the way it reads. Okay. So, I mean, that's up to council if we want to boost it to 500,
yeah.
But I don't know that.
I don't know. How many times do you get a bill from the
this year was the first year that we've even gotten anything.
More recently than ever.
Yeah. It could be their board, too, you know. And then the only other thing I had, like, starting in 15, it looks like lessor switches back to city. Does that matter? At one time we're referring to
what city. Paragraph is that?
Well, so, and I can give this to you. 15, the second paragraph says city, and then the top of the next page says city. It just...
They're the same lessor.
Yeah, I wonder if it should just stay the same. And then on page 7, under C, procedure for termination or repossession, that all caps in that next sentence, 19A1, we're only in 18, so that should be an 18A1.
Should be 18?
Yep. And then my final thought on this, we get clear down to page 9, environmental compliance, and it talks about they can't dump any hazardous waste there. We could terminate it if we're dumping stuff. I mean, I don't even know why this is in here, but when I read that, I'm thinking, well, do we need something in here for illegal activity? Like if they are growing marijuana or selling illegal drugs or gambling, I mean, that terminates it. I don't know that I want to go there.
Activities or just somehow.
I don't know if I want to go down that rabbit hole, but I was like, why is hazardous waste in there? Is that a problem? Like people brought hazardous waste to the golf course? To the restaurant?
Well, I think that was to prevent anybody from dumping any hazardous waste out there. And but I don't know where this one came from. This was the one that's on my files. It's probably pulled from somewhere else. I don't know if it's applicable. Certainly, I mean, the golf club's been out there for how many years and without any real issues with the environment.
Pretty nice.
50 or 60, yeah. 70 years of operation. So.
Well,
can't go dump a bunch of herbicides or something out there with them.
Well, I suppose that would be something that would this would prohibit.
Well, and I wonder if that should be in the other contract. Because this, remember, is just for the
restaurant. Yeah, I think we ought to match these up a little better than they are now. Then this contract for the land ought to be similar.
Yeah. And it's probably time to update the land one. I mean, it renews for 10 years at a time unless we change it, but probably time to update it. I just finally read all the contracts.
Now, I'll take a look at that, Julie, or the old one, updated.
So based on the maintenance, we probably need to go back and pay those bills. Does that mean council approval for that we presented from the Gulf War?
I can include them in the bills tonight. Were they over 250?
Yes. The door was 1,000 and the other one was...
Mm-hmm. Guessing all their stuff's going to cost over $250 to repair it. Funny how the price goes up.
I do like... Councilman Sand suggesting a cutting out to 500 because 250 seems nominal for the standing.
Yeah, I'd say minimum 500. Then all the little stuff that you take care of. Any more 500, more major maintenance.
I'll find out on the tips. Tips got bought out by somebody else.
They did. I can call Bill should know. Yeah, Bill Hall, even though, because he does the training.
Well, and do we want to call it by its name, or do we refer to it as the...
I'll call server training somehow.
Something like that, so that if it changes its name...
General blanket, if it's for a long term, we have
that. So we probably can't get that agreement ready for tonight's meeting?
not have the golf course up there too.
Yeah, and Adam is out of town today, so he couldn't.
Who's out of town?
Adam. Adam is going to be the president. So I guess I can pull that agreement too. You're getting it really light.
Yeah, the 10-minute meeting begins.
Okay. Anything else on the golf course? Major capital construction projects updates.
Well, the wells project went to bid last Thursday. Wyodak is the apparent low bidder. We haven't awarded it yet. That's due to get WW deals with the approval on it, but that's where it's at. So and that come in at $2,238,147.76. So moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Is that about the same as the estimate?
What was the estimate was 2.528.
Yeah, I was thinking it was a little under
estimate. Engineering
a little better. Don't pull quite as much under reserves.
Yeah.
So I'm going to also put together a mineral royalty grant application. I'll have to advertise for a public hearing, but we'll have that at the next city council meeting for that project, just to see if we can get some grant funding. More help we don't have.
Yeah.
And it's due by, like, what is our next council meeting? 17th, it's like due the 19th, so it's going to be real tight, but we'll get it applied.
Okay. So that's on that Sunset Water and Sewer. The intersection's open at Cedar. Cedar to Spruce is open for traffic, but not through traffic because the intersection at Spruce isn't poured yet. Curb and gutter is poured from Spruce to Juniper. Got a main line pour that this week, so Thursday, Friday, that should be poured. And then they are actually starting on the water and sewer from Juniper to Maple, the next section. So that's it's moving forward. Pace originally discussed, but nonetheless, things happen. So,
can't get the concrete.
I guess that's the only problem with the scheduling up there. I've got two calls personally this past week just from people that were looking at the original schedule that was handed out. Said, "Oh, they're supposed to be done by now, and they haven't got to our block, and they're wondering if they're going to get finished before the snow flies."
Well, you know, they've got X amount of days to get the job done. If they don't, that's, you know.
Could they get an estimated schedule or just updated schedules? People in the last few blocks there that haven't really been kept up to date with notices because they haven't been working up there. They thought they were going to be in that block by now, but in the last block, they haven't heard anything since May, and they're wondering what's going on. So,
well, I've talked with Brent about getting the Barnum to have them get us a weekly schedule.
Okay.
Maybe we can email out to those people that were at the meeting, their email, left their information. We can send it to them,
okay,
so that they can be a little more updated.
Could you give me an update on my Amazon order too?
I can do that.
No.
You have to go down Sunset.
Yeah.
You got that way through.
Yeah.
So, any more questions on that? Main Street, they're still working on ADA ramps. Angus and Bennett, they're going to try to get that stuff done there yet, and that hydrant by the in the movie theater parking lot, get that done yet this year. And then, of course, they're milling at the north end of town. Yeah. So that's where they're at. And
replacement, replacing meters. Still going on. I guess that's really all I got on that. Unless you have any questions. But, and then we have been taking water from the gray water from the base camp, fire camp, and treating it at the water plant, at the wastewater plant, at no charge to them. It's 2,500 gallons a day maybe that we've been taking. And still plan to get some chip seal and some more patching done, kind of waiting on. We've got, like up here by the dentist's office, they've got some concrete to replace yet before we can patch the street, but just a few things like that yet going on, so summer's not over yet. Push it as long as we can. That's really all I have, unless you got any questions.
Just had a question of a gentleman that's concerned about our water meters. Have we been getting more information from him? Or have we followed up with him? Maybe through Dennis?
Mr. Earlgrave?
Who's that?
Mr. Earlgrave?
Yeah. Well, we haven't done anything, and I think probably what's going to happen is when they go to change that water meter, they're going to refuse, and then he's not going to sign the opt-out. So what are you going to do?
I don't know. What can we do? Anything?
Well, we can file an action, I guess, then. He's just not going to comply with it either way.
Yeah.
Either the opt-out or getting his water meter replaced. So.
I know he has also moved on to Lander, too, because they're about to go through this process. So he's been contacting them about...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they were asking me, what do you know about this gentleman? Or she has, his wife has. You guys were working on somebody that was going to opt out. You sent the form, and we have not received that back. So
okay.
I don't know if you want to follow up.
Yeah, it was. Gail lives up on the West Valley.
Yes. So we've received none. Nobody has signed up to do the opt out yet.
I suspect this guy is going to sign, so since we're going to make a decision, I would file some sort of action. We could go through the criminal court and file a citation, and then you can appeal it, or then you have to decide whether you turn off his water or not. I vote turn off his water.
Because the response will be in the paper.
Yeah. Do I need to send Lethal Young Policeman in?
The only reason that I put in the letters that the police officer would accompany the person was to have a video so they have the technology to do a video of the interaction with that person, and that would be helpful. But if that's too much, then we might do it.
I guess.
I think it's just fine the way the letter is written.
I guess providing water, that's a privilege. We're not required to provide water. We have to make it available, but they don't.
Amazingly enough, I was at Baumgartner's and they had a whole bunch of cases of water that you could purchase there.
Yeah.
Well, I would hope we resolve it, but I'm very doubtful.
Don't forget to get Councilman Madden some bologna sandwiches. I read that in the paper, that he likes bologna sandwiches.
So that's why he's always full of bologna.
Kevin, anything else for your department?
No.
Mr. Curvin, anything from you?
Well, base camp, Terry, I went back. I thought I made those changes. I'm going to give you this. And I don't work for them. If they got changes, they can make them. I'm not their employee.
But
So it sounds like legal had decaf this morning.
Well, that just,
I like it.
Did you make all those changes? I'm on, what do I care whether I made those changes?
I'll tell them we have their...
But I think the changes are in there, as far as I can tell. But
okay.
I'll take more. More. More.
Anything else, Barrister?
No.
Let's do it.
Just a reminder that the reach out to me thing is today, the campaign kickoff for suicide veterans. It's at 1 o'clock in Praise Women Square. And then St.
Governor
Francis.
Gordon will be here.
Yeah.
Can you talk to the governor?
Where, what time is this?
1.
At Praise Women Square. St. Francis Animal Shelter, I've gotten a couple times where they've said, how do we make changes to the city ordinances? And I said, well, let me know what you want changed and we'll put it in ordinance form and run it through council. I don't know what their proposed changes are. I just, or what they're not happy with. Does anybody know?
Well, I haven't heard anything. Okay. I'm not.
Yeah, it's kind of like, until they bring it to me, I don't know, but something is... They may not be happy with something. That's all. Oh, and then for council and anyone else that wants to sign it, I do have a card there for Councilman Madden, who just lost his mother. And he just went to her birthday, 102nd birthday, and then she's passed away. So he won't be with us tonight. That's all.
You can.
I don't have a busy summer, but I don't have anything other than that. We're probably 4 calls ahead now than we were all last year. So
thank you and your troops for covering during the house draw fire. I know you were headed all different directions.
It was helping out. Yeah, that was.
It's appreciated by everybody in the. To see the camaraderie.
The same, we don't have anything other than, the fire department did a great job. Our dispatch center, I'll go over a little bit of the calls tonight, but they were, I think I had 4 dispatchers all together, plus Erica, so we had 5 working. Because in the middle of that house draw fire, we also had a rescue on the mountain with air coming in for someone that was injured. And so they were inundated and it was chaos inside, but it sure didn't sound like it on the radio. A lot of good feedback about the communication. I think went pretty well with all the different entities that were coming in and phone calls, and so everybody did just a phenomenal job. It was for such a fast moving event with the evacuations and code reds and whatnot. I think everybody stepped up to the plate, did a phenomenal job. We'll be down 1. Officer Knapp is headed down to the academy today, so we'll be heading down to get certified in the next 16 weeks. We'll be down at the academy. So other than that, that's all I really have.
Thank you and your team again for, I know you were covering the Sheriff's Department calls and helping with evacuations and outrunning fires and dispatch, keeping it all organized and keeping us all on track out in the mountains. I was on the call up in the mountain trying to figure out how to land a helicopter when they didn't know where they were going. So.
It's impressive.
So other than fire, is our town slowing down, or are we still very busy?
Busy with some other cases, too. Our child protection team was very busy last week, so it's never a good thing. Mm-hmm. But, and then, of course, school back in town, and so lots of traffic in the morning. And, we're continuing our checks with the schools in the mornings, afternoons, and midday. So, no, and now I guess we're rolling into the hunting, so I don't really see us slowing down anytime soon. So
you're getting itchy.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Your draw fingers are twitching.
I'm ready. I'm ready for some mountain time.
Mr. Terry.
I believe Interstate's coming with the land use plan tonight for your approval. I think you've all been seeing a copy of that. It was recommended for approval by Planning Commission, so that should be on the agenda tonight. We've sent out notices to the car washes about the EPA mandating specific check valves they need to have installed. I did visit with the Wash Me Car Wash, and I need to get with EPA on it because they have a built-in, their pumps, basically where they mix their chemicals to the water, like the soaps and stuff, but they have a built-in check valve, and so I need to communicate with EPA and see exactly where that line is drawn of where they gotta have that. But so we're kind of back and forth on that, but I did send out notices to them. I was gonna send out a notice to Mr. Washington today. I gave him 10 days basically in talking to him, but I was gonna send out the official notice today to get that modular out of our street. But I noticed Friday his crew showed up. So I'm hoping this morning it's gone, but we'll see. So other than that, sent out a couple other notices for yards and derelict vehicles and stuff like that. So get some of that cleaned up. Other than that, I think that's it.
Is it the trailer that we marked abandoned? We stickered a trailer like Thursday or Friday.
This is the one over on
it's half a house.
Tamari.
Oh no.
That's sticking out in the road.
Oh, okay.
They're like those man camp houses.
Mm-hmm.
Back then. Got stuff. Anyway,
yeah.
It's halfway up.
And they hit the neighbor's shed is what, so they had to stop and they hit the neighbor's shed and the foundation, they come back and put the water to
you. Yeah. So we've been more than gracious with him on giving him time, but I did notice I told him Friday and then I noticed Friday the crew showed up, so I'm hoping that's gone this morning. We'll see.
Word liaison.
Scott.
I don't think I have anything new to report.
Joko Ford, at the last meeting, it was approved by the members that were there. To authorize the chair to send the letter that was discussed previously on their options on what the board thinks needs to be done, and so they'll be sending that to the council and the commission with their recommendations on how to move forward with that particular board. And then approved some repairs to the roof on the Mountain Metal building, so definitely some discussion about rents and that sort of thing up there, because some of them, the electric now costs more than what they're paying for rent, just the electric alone. So it'll be interesting to see how things move forward with that board. So
one of the things about this case I'm in with Tanya Hansen, where the Sarver Fund was established. We sent $2.4 million down to Wyoming Community Foundation. All of that money has to be allocated to Johnson County. And there were some dedicated accounts, including the St. Francis Animal Shelter, the food pantry, ministry fund, and there was one that was out of Johnson County, that cancer place, but the rest of it, that was 50% of the fund. The other 50% was dedicated to Johnson County. So Joko should look at making sure they apply to the Wyoming Community Foundation for any of those projects that they need done, because it likely you get that a grant from them.
And that was what, half would be like 1.2.
Yeah. What's that?
Half of that would have been like 1.2.
Yeah. Now that wouldn't go out directly, but it would certainly, portions of it would certainly go out to use in Johnson County. It's all got to be spent in Johnson County.
I wonder if you can buy a fire.
Pardon?
Wonder what all it could be used for. Like, could you use it for like fire protection equipment or law enforcement equipment or something of that nature?
Traditionally, I think the Wyoming Community Foundation wants to put it into not services, but something physical, that is a hard asset acquisitions or repairs.
How about the business part?
What's that?
How about the business part? That needs to be dressed up a little bit.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean,
I'll touch base with them. That's just them and Cheyenne.
Sameen Dattilahi is the CEO, and she's was
Google.
Up the chair, and I know her very well.
Google it.
Yeah, she would be the person. Well, they have some. One of their staff is assigned to Johnson County. Was Vickery Hall, but Vickery moved to Colorado, so I don't know who the person is for Johnson County.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I never would have thought about that, Evan.
Yeah. So
appreciate that. Anything from the press? Tourism? Announcements. Next department head meeting October 1st. Wear your Halloween costume. Get it ready. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.